We are on that Samachaya Medalev. Let us again start the Memre of Rav and learn the Taisvis, and then we'll have to be Medalig to Daf Samachaya Medbeis and Daf Samachvor to understand the Sugya further. Gufe, the fourth line of the Omid, Omar Rav, Keren, Kain Shagonav, Tashlume Keifu, Vatashlume Abo Vachamisha, Kishas, Amod Bedin. There's a difference in the Shume of the Tashlume Keren. By Tashlume Keren, the Ganev pays how much it was worth, Bishas Gneve. Tashlume Abo Vachamisha, in Keifu, you pay Kishas, Amod Bedin. My time of the Rab, Omar Kro, Gneva Vachayim, Amai Koma Rachmone Chayim Begneve, Achye Lekeren Kein Shagona. Now we learn from Avi Achye Zaloshin, he should pay the Keren Bishlei Musa, how much it is worth, how much it was worth Bishas Geneve. And then let us just skip down to the where the lines start getting wide. The Gemara has a whole pupil, what is exactly the case that Rav is speaking about. So by the small ches, when the lines start getting wide, ki koma Rav, ki goin demikore shav yidalet, lebesoif shav yezuze. Rav is speaking about that when he stole it, it was worth dalet zuzim, lebesoif shav yezuze, and later, Shas Hamod Bedin, it's worth as it was Huzal. Keren Kein Shagona. So the Keren, you pay how much it was worth, Bishas Tegnevi, you pay Dalit. Tashlume Keifel, but Tashlume Abova Chamisha, Kishas Hamod Bedin. This you pay how much it's worth, Bishas Hamod Bedin, that you'll pay Azuz for Keifel. Now let us see Taisvis. Gufa Omar Rav Keren Kein Shagona. Bimaskone de Milsam Rinen. The Rav Airi Leinyin Yukra Vezulo. And Mikore Veshavi Dalid Lubisayv Shavi Zuzet. Vim Taima. So Taisvis asks Omai Kamashmlon. What is the Chiddush of Rav to tell us Keren Kein Shagona? Masnisini Bereish Hagoizel Kamet. It's a Mishneh. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile. That kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile. So it says in the Mishnah that if a person, and Tosis understood that the Mishnah is telling us that if a person stole something mikori shav yidalet and later was huzal and it was nevat, so you pay how much it was worth b'shas t'gzeile. So what is the chiddush of Rav that Rav is telling us keren kein shegona? It's a Mishnah. So we had yesterday mentioned the Teiras Chaim. The Teiras Chaim wants to emphasize this kasha, and he says as follows: that's 100% true. That a gazlon pays the keren kishas hagzela. That already it says in the Mishnah. He says, but misvare the chiyuv tashlumei keifel is first chal, b'shas ha-mod ha-bedin. Kol zman, there's no ha-mod ha-bedin. He could be maida mifta. So the whole chiyuv keifel is chal, b'shas ha-mod ha-bedin. So then you have to really look what the shavis is b'shas ha-mod ha-bedin. So keifel, rav is ich ha-mestavot k'shas ha-mod ha-bedin. Now it says, by aganav it says, shnayim yishalim. You should pay two. So it would seem the two are equal. So if Keifel misvores mishas amod bedin, so I would say that Karen, if you pay two, or abo tzoyin tachas, I say you pay four, and the three that you pay for the three that you pay, you zicha pay mishas amod bedin, because then the chiyuv was chal mishas amod bedin. So that's zicha, you pay kedahashte. And it seems you pay four, so it seems all four are equal. So I would say from this pasuk that the keren also is b'shas amod b'din. This is brought a mishnah called a gazlonim mishalmim shas gzeila. That's true. A gazlon taka pays mishas gzeila. He's talking about a ganev over here. How can you compare a ganev and a gazlon? By a ganev, since misvara the kefil is mishas amod b'din, the rehita sakro would seem that the whole thing is paid with one shumish, shnayim mishalom, the same. Albotzein tachas haseh. So that's the chiddush of Rab. That's what after Teres Chaim wants to emphasize with Kasha. We'll see that Teisvis Zicha didn't hold like this. So Teisvis is asking a Kasha. This is a Mishnah already. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila. And let us just appreciate the chiddush of the Mishnah by Gzeila Gufa. And listen, there's a gewaltige svara to say. Let's say a person stole something that mikore was shavi dalit, and achshav shavi zuz, and it became never. It got lost if it's worth a zuz. So there'd be a svara to say that, listen, if I wouldn't have stolen it, how much would it have been worth? It would have been worth a zuz. I mean, don't talk to me about last year's market. Up al kaponim, the zachis uzal. So there'd be a svara to say that I should pay you how much, if it would have been banned, how much it would have been worth. I mean, don't tell me what last year was worth, but I should, misvara, there's a svara to say I should pay you what it was now worth before it got lost. And the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says that kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila, for whatever the reason might be, that you pay kishas ha-gzeila. So what is the chiddush of Rav? That Rav is telling us that keren kein shegona. Va'af al gav de masnisin mashme de linyin shino yairi. So this is, if you learn Elach the Mishnah, you'll see that the Mishnah is speaking about something else completely. It's speaking about, it was nishtane, kein eitzim vasom kelim. So the Mishnah is speaking about such a case. A person stole Eitzim, which is worth a zuz. He made a keli, which is worth dalet zuz. So memele, so for the Yisrael Shivui that came about from the keli, so especially he doesn't have to pay for that, because the Shini belongs to him. The Yisrael Shivui, he's kind of the keli. So there, it's especially he has to pay how much it was worth b'shas gzeila, because the Yisrael Shivui belongs to him. So there's no raya b'chlal in Yukra v'zula that you pay b'shas gzeila. The Mishnah isn't talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about that you pay b'shas gzeila, and the Yisrael Shivui of the Shinu you don't have to pay for, because Shini kindness. I don't have to pay for that. That's mine. So memele the kasha fights sich nicht on. You don't have a Mishnah that's telling us this chiddush. V'asem nami kama b'gmore kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila lasuyi d'rabi loy. Tell me another case. Gozal tlev v'nasa ayil nasa shini b'yodai v'kone. A person stole a tlev, which is a benchone, and then it became an ayil. We'll see later, Rabbi Loy holds this also is called a shinui. So he's kind of the ayil, and you only pay how much a tlev was worth. So again, the whole Mishnah is speaking about that the Yisroim Hashavius that came about to that there was Nishtane, the Gazlan doesn't have to pay for, because that Yisroim Shavius belongs to him. So Mamela Maikashev Ainsach Nishtan, Rav is speaking about that the Shinui Hashavius is still is by the Nigzal, it belongs to the Nigzal. So there could be the Tashlume Keren is how much it's worth was worth before it got lost. Mikol Malkim Taisu says, but the Mishnah is not only speaking about a case of Shinui, Lenyin Yukri Bezula, Nami Yairik, the Muchach Beseif HaMavkid, the Maisila Yukri Bezula, Vechem Bepere Kol Shog, Abi Eichel Trume, the Koma Heiche, the Mikore, Shavi Dalet, Ulo Beseif Shavi Yezuze, Leiti Boiloch, the Bade, Lefi Domim, Mishalom, Legorem, Migazlon, the Snan Kola Gazlonim, Mishalmim, Kishas Agzela. Now, just let us mention what the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim is speaking about. The Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim is speaking about that the halacha is that a person, a zor, who eats Truma B'Shogeg, So the din is he has to be mafrish chulin v'sukonim, and he gives it back to the kohen and becomes truma biyad kohen, and that's the din tashlume truma b'shoigi, kezorit truma b'shoigi. So the Gemara clears a shayla, you say lefi mida mishalom, lefi domi mishalom. So the Gemara explains as follows. If it, before it was worth dalit, that means a person ate up a basket of truma that was worth dalit zuzim, and then later he, when he paid back, a basket was worth a zuz. So the Gemara says that's poshet, he can't pay back with a basket of truma which is now worth a zuz. Because kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeilus. So you have to pay the shivui of that was worth bishas ha-gzeilus. So you see al-koponim that the Gemara understood that this Mishnah is also speaking about not only dinim of shinui koine, the Gemara understood that we're speaking about if there was a hishtanus and the shavius of the chavitz, you have to pay the shavius that it was b'shas gzeila. So kaponim, we see this is also kolol in the Mishnah. So now we're back to the kasha. What is the chiddush of Rab? Let us say, it's a Mishnah. Keren kein shegonav is a Mishnah. V'yesh loima. So Taisvus answers, the Iker Rab loy oselash mino. Elota, you're 100% right. That what it says in the Mishnah, that kol ha-gazloni mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila, I could derive from this that by gezel, also the halacha is that keren kein shagonav, you pay how much it was worth kishas gneve. That you're 100% right. Now the ikarav layosla shminin ala tashlume keifel va tashlume abova chamishe kishas hamodabedin. The ikar chiddush of Rav is to tell us that keifel and abova chamishe is kishas hamodabedin. For all the komar, my time at the Rav. The Gemara says, my time at the Rav. The Gemara brings a posik, ach ye keren ein shegona. Ach, Karen Kain Shagona, and the way Taisvis is saying, the Gemara is not telling us that Ach, Karen Kain Shagona, that enough from the Mishnah in Kola Gazon Misham Shasak Zayla. So if the Iker Chiddush is that you pay the old Veikah the Ashtas, or bring a different posik. For all the comma, my time with the Rav, Atashumi Kevo, Atashumi the old Veikah, Kaboy. The Gemara is asking, what's the Makar of Rav? By Tashlume Kev, Tashlume Dalet Vei. Bochi Perushe, O Makro, Gneve Vechayim, Achi Lekeren Kein Shegona, Vomashm Lei Davke Lekeren, Vloi Tashlume Dalet Vei. Fakel, this posik is not coming Legufe, because Legufe, I know you pay the Keren Kein Shegona, because Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmen Kishas HaGzeila. So Memela, wherever I know that, and I know by Gneva also, so the Pasuk is coming with the UK, that Afke Karen Kein Shegonav, and Dalveis Kishas Namodah Bedin. So we see from Taisvus, not the way that Teus Chaim wanted to say, that Dalveis Kishas Namodah Bedin is a Svore, because since the Chiev is first Chal B'Shas Namodah Bedin, so your Cheshbon with the Shavius that was B'Shas Namodah Bedin, that you don't even need a posik for that, it's a svara. Taisa says, punkvakat, you need a posik for that. And and this posik is coming to tell us that the tashlumim of dalet vehei is kishas hamodah bedin. Now, before we go further, let us just look for a few minutes the Gemara and Daf Kuf Hei to appreciate Taisa's kasha and what Taisa's is mefalpul. Daf Kufayim Adalef, let us look at the first third of the Amid. There's a, by the small Gimel, Amarove Gozal Sholish Agudes. It's perish the first third of the Amid. Amarove Gozal Sholish Agudes B'Sholish Prutes. A person stole three Agudes of Yerokes, and each Aguda was worth a Prute. So he stole a value of three plutas. Vahuzlo. And then the market went down. Va'omdo al shtayim. Now, the three prutas, the three agudas are now worth two prutas. That means, so the value of each aguda is, the value of each aguda is two-thirds of a pruta. Im herzer lo shtayim. So what happens if he returned two of the three agudas? Chayiv laharzer lo yacheres. He is mechuyiv to return to him the third aguda, which is, we'll see, l'cheres achidush, the third aguda is worth two-thirds of a pruta. And l'chere, there's no din of a shove on two-thirds of a pruta. Chayiv laharzer lo yacheres. V'tane tune. Gozal chometz v'ova olav ha-pesach, and the more brings a raya to this halacha. We learned if a person stole chometz v'ova olav ha-pesach, oymaloy aray shaloch lefanecha, he returns, he takes the chometz, stole chometz, which before Pesach was worth, let's say, four zuzim. After Pesach, it's worthless. And after Pesach, he comes over and returns the chometz and says, Rei shaloch lefanech. Taime de isei be'enei. It's be'en. He says, Rei shaloch lefanech. He returns the chometz be'en. Holesa be'enei. But what is if the chometz is not be'en? Aval gab dahashta lav mamoinehi. Even though now it's worthless. But even the mikore mamainu, but since before when he stole it, it was worth money, boy shlumi, he has to pay. Ochenami afal gav da hashte loishove pute, the same thing, this third agude, even though now the third agude is not worth a shove pute, given the mikore havi shove pute, but since before it was worth a shove pute, boy shlumi. And let us just see the top taisvis for 1 minute. Omar Rove Gozal Sholish Agudis Begimel Putis, Bohus Lavamdo Ashtaim, Chayev Laharzaloi Achas, the third one, Peirish Im Yeshnoi Be'en Machzerois. If it's Ben, he's Machuiv to return it. Vim Lav, what if it's not Ben? Mishalim lei shove pruta kemoi shoise shove b'shas agzeil. And if it's not ben, he pays him back a shove pruta b'shas agzeil. Fine. That is pshat in this gemara. Now, let us go to our taisvis. And now we'll see our taisvis is a pilpul on this gemara. Vim toima. Ba'goizel kame do'omarove. Gozal sholish agudais begimel plutais. Vahuzlo vaomdo al beis. Now it's worth, all three agudas are worth two plutas. Vahagzeloi beis. And he returned two agudas. Chayv lahagzeloyachas. Vitanetune. Gozal chometz vaover olava pesach. So you say, reish lechavanecha enim lav, and if it's not ben, time it is a bain, a less a bain, af gav da hash to lava moina, kim de mekor moina, u boy shlumi. So the Gemara brings a raya that he has to pay how much it was worth bishas to gzela. So who then also, if it's not, if it's ben, you'll return the agud. If it's not ben, you'll return that what it was worth bishas to gzela. Frektoisvis, amailoi maisi raya mimasnisen dechola gazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila, kimen de inyen yukra bezula nami airi. So Toisvis said, I just said a shtik teire, that kola gazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila is speaking about that you have to pay, if it's not ben, you pay how much it was worth mishas agzeila. So, and it's not ben, you pay dalit. That's, that, and Rav doesn't have to tell us this, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is telling us that if you, klera shaila, if you're paying for the gzela, how much do you have to pay? You have to pay how much it was worth, b'shas the gzela. So why did the Gemara have to bring a Mishnah later,
Das soll Chometz, Wawrol, Wawrol, Pesach, so ich sage, ich lache von dich, und dann ist der Dirk, Taime, die ist der Ben, Halesse Ben, ihr Pei Meikor, which is all, das ist ein Befehlers in der Mischne, das ist ein Befehlers, this is a precise geheshman from the Mishnah. Bring, I found enough in the Mishnah that by, that you pay the Shavius what it was worth, Bishas Tegzela, that's from this Mishnah, Kala Gazlonim, Bishalmim, Kshas Tegzela. So why didn't the Gemara bring, this is a previous Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara bring this Mishnah? The Gemara brings a deal from the next Mishnah. That's Taisvitz Kash, Amiridike Kash. Zogt, Emfer Taisvitz, Viyesh Loima, this Mishnah from Kola Gazlonim you cannot bring. The Hosim Imisa Ligzela Ben Havi Basar Shodim. Ulahoche Kilesa Nami Ben Mishalim Kishas Agzela. Avulgabi Yagude Dim Isa Ben Lai Havi Basar Shodim. The hashte loyshav yipute, havamine dechilesa nami loy mishalom. Avol mehi dechometz v'ovor olav pesach maisi shaper dilo havi ben loyshav midi. Afelohi heiched delesa ben mishalom kedemiko. Now, Taisvus is saying a mouthful here. And I'd like to elaborate a little on what Taisvus is saying. When a person, let's say a case, a person stole something when it was worth dalet zuzim, now it became huzal, it became worth azuz. Fine. So now, if the chayfetz is ben, so let us understand what his chiyav is. The pasuk says, "Veheishiv es agzela asher gozal." There's a mitzvah ashova and the gzela asher gozal. So when the minute he stole it, there's a mitzvah veheishiv. You have to return it. There's a mitzvah veheishiv. Fine. Now it's worth azuz. It's still a mitzvah veheishiv. It's a mitzvah veheishiv. This is the gzeila asher gozal. Chilek it now with azuz. It's a mitzvah veheishiv as a gzeila asher gozal. So this mitzvah is mutalolo. Now we got lost. So the mitzvah veheishiv as a gzeila asher gozal, it can't be mekayim anymore because the gzeila asher gozal is non-existent anymore. So that he can't be mekayim. But there's still a mitzvah v'heishiv es agzela asher gozal. What's the v'heishiv es agzela asher gozal? If I give money with which I can acquire the gzela asher gozal, that means I'll give dalet zuz. I'll give him dalet zuz. And with this money, he could acquire the gzela asher gozal. There's a svar in the Rosh. The Rosh says, you're mekayim v'heishiv with money, because mali hein mali d'meyem. If I give him money with which he could acquire the gzeila asher gozal, it's also mekayim v'heishiv. So that means, as soon as I stole the schala me mitzvahs v'heishiv, and mitzvahs v'heishiv could be niskayim in two oifanim. If the chayfetz is be'en, so this is veheishiv es agzela asher gozal. This is the gzela he stole. You should return it. That's if it's ben. Before it's worth dollars, it's not worth dollars. But this is the gzela asher gozal. Now, even though it's not ben anymore, as I can't be mekayim the veheishiv es agzela asher gozal, so I'm mechuyev to be mekayim the veheishiv es agzela asher gozal, is mechuyev to return the gzela that he stole, by giving the money that it was worth, b'shas he stole it. That's the gzeila asher gozal. The heishiv is a gzeila asher gozal, zarashim psochim, hadayonim goymenu kishas gzeila kedersiv asher gozal, kamo asher gozal. So in asher gozal, there's two taichin. There's a taich that the gzeila, if it's ben, the gzeila that he physically had stolen, he should return that gzeila. And if it's not physically ben, so then in lomdis you have to be mekayim veishes of gzeila shagozla with domim, with money, malihein, malidmeim. So memeila, through giving him money, that with this money he could acquire the gzeila shagozal, so I'm also mekayim mitzvah veish. That's all the time. That's all the time. But let's go further. What is if a person stole chometz that was worth talit zuz, and now it became also, now that's over all of a Pesach, now it's also Bahano. Now let's clear a shayla, is if he returns this chometz, is he mekayim mitzvahs veheshiv? So Tosfos holds he's not mekayim, there's no chiyuv veheshiv. That's unshuldig. The whole din hashoveh is a chayiv sheba moment. That means veheshiv is a momentistic chayiv. It's not pshat, veheshiv is I have to pay him back, but there's momentist. Like, so for example, let us say a poshita case, a person will steal a chatzi pluta. There's no mitzvah veheshiv. The mitzvah veheshiv is, if you steal mominus, there's a mitzvah veheshiv. Now, the minute it became osel bano, so memela is he mekayim mitzvah veheshiv without his returning it. There's no mitzvah veheshiv. If it's not worth a pluta, there's no mitzvah veheshiv. So the mitzvahs veheshiv and the guf achayfetz was nifka ready. There's no mitzvahs veheshiv anymore. Not I can't be mekayim. There's no mitzvah anymore. There's no mitzvahs veheshiv anymore. So memela, if the mitzvahs veheshiv became nifka and the etzim gzeila, so maybe there'd be a svarah to say that that din, that I have to be mekayim veheshiv with money, and mekayim veheshiv as a gzeila asher gozal, through giving him money with which he could acquire the gzeila asher gozal, that is only if the mitzvah veheshiv and the etzem chayfetz is still applicable. It's not around, so you mekayim mitzvah veheshiv with domin. But what is if the mitzvah veheshiv when the chayfetz is around is not applicable? There's no mitzvah veheshiv anymore. There's no mitzvah veheshiv. So memele, I would think that there's no chiyuv of veheshiv and to pay back with if the pashtei dikro is nifka gevon. Veheshiv, there's no chiyuv veheshiv anymore on the gzeila asher gozal when it's ben. So when it's not ben, there's no mitzvah veheshiv and to pay back the gzeila asher gozal by giving the money that it was worth so much. So the money that it was worth b'shas the gzeila. So memele sotaisvah says, if the Gemara would have brought Tosfos Takash, why do you have to bring a Mishnah with a diuk from a Gozel Chometz of a Pesach and Mlei Shalach Vanecha, and if it's not Ben, you have to pay. That's a dual. Why didn't you bring the Mishnah? Kol Gozlon and Mishalim and Kishas and Zeil. That was Tosfos Takash. Tosfos a tzushtel. Kol ha-gazloni mishalmin kishas ha-gzeila, speaking about, that before it was worth talit, now it's worth a zuz. There's still shayach a mitzvah veheshiv on the guf ha-chefet. The mitzvah veheshiv never became nifka. So then there's a din. If you can't be mekayim veheshiv with the guf ha-chefet isn't here. So you mekayim veheshiv through money by paying how much it was worth then. This the gzeila asher gozal. You have to pay the gzeila asher gozal. The gzeila that was stolen. So either you give him the guf ha-chefet, which is the gzeila asher gozal, even though the market value went up, but this is the gzeila asher gozal. Or if the guf ha-chefet is not here, you give him through money the gzeila asher gozal by paying how much it was worth b'shas gzeila. But that is dafke if it's be'en, there's still a mitzvah veheshiv. But if it would be be'en, there would be a mitzvah veheshiv. Then if it's not be'en, there's also a mitzvah veheshiv ayidei domim. But if it would be be'en, there's no mitzvah veheshiv. So memeilus, so there's no mitzvah v'heishim. I feel when it's banned, there's no mitzvah v'heishim. There's no chiva, because v'heishim is only on a sheva pute. So I would think so when it's not banned, there's also no mitzvah v'heishim. Is kamash malon? No. Even though when it's banned, there's no mitzvah v'heishim. If it's not banned, there is a mitzvah v'heishim. But if it's banned and I return it, so even though I wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Sveishiv, because there's no Mitzvah Sveishiv, it's worthless Shavapruta, but that patters me to be Mekayim Veishiv Ayidei Domim, because this is Lamaise Veishiv Sakzela Shagoso, so there's no need to pay money for it. Now let us just see the Lashon of Tosfos, and to understand a little better. The Yeshloima, the Mimasnis in the Cholagazlonim. From the Mishnah, the Taisa is the Kash, why do you have to bring a Psadiyuk from a Mishnah in the Kolachomet by Gosel Chomets? Why didn't you bring enough in the Mishnah? Kolagazlonim Mishalmim Kishasak Zayl. The Taisa says that. The Mimas listen to Kolagazlonim Motsi Maisi. The Hose Imisa Legzayla Ben. Over there, Kolagazlonim means Mikore Shavi Dalit. Bachshav Shavi Zutz. So there, if the Gzayla would be Ben, the Gzayla would still be around. So when I return it, Havi Bas Hashavit. This, I'm a Kayim Mitzvah Sveishim. It's worth now a Zutz. I'm a Kayim Mitzvah that, and there's a, I'm a Kayim Mitzvah Sveishim, it's a Gzayla Shagozel. Ulahochi. So since the Mitzvah Sveishim was still applicable, Kishahuzal, Lahochi ki lesser nami ben, so even though when it's not ben, so you can't be mekayim the gzeila she gozo with the ben, mishalem kishas ha gzeila, that's how I mekayim the gzeila, veishivis a gzeila she gozo through tashlumim. Because the mitzvah veishiv never was nifka, I have two, I find him how to be mekayim it. Avol gabi agude, but if a person stole an agude, that bishas the gzeila was worth a shoveput. And now it's worth 2/3 of a plutim. The misa ben, if it would be ben, lehavi bas hashava. There's no mitzvah hashava when it's ben. Because the whole mitzvah hashava is only on a shava plutim. Now that it's not a shava plutim, there's no mitzvah hashava. The hashte, the lehavi bas hashava, why? The hashte loy shava plutim. The mitzvah v'heishiv is only when it's a shava plutim. That's mitzvah v'heishiv. So now when it's ben, it was nifka the mitzvah v'heishiv. There's no more mitzvah v'heishiv when it's ben. So memeila, so have I mean it? So I would say the chilesa nami. So now that it's not ben, but why should I pay? I feel when it's ben, I'm not mekayim mitzvah v'heishiv. So what is mechad? There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah became both already. It's worth pachas mishava pruta. The mitzvah became nifka. So if it's not ben, why do I have to? If it's not ben, why do I have to pay for it? There's no mitzvah v'heishiv on me. When it was ben, I went over to Rav Yisrov. Am I mekayim mitzvah v'heishiv? Rav said no. Mitzvah v'heishiv is only by shava pruta. So there's no mitzvah v'heishiv. Now it's not ben. All of a sudden, oh. Give money to the Mekai Mitzvah Sveishiv. The Mitzvah Sveishiv became Nifka since the Chavitz became worth less than the Shavu Pruta. Yeah. Have Amina Dechilesa Nami Loi Mishalem. Asa Mamela, if you would bring the Mishnah Kola Gazlonim Mishalmim Kishas Agzela, you would say, Anshuldig. There's no comparison to this case to Kola Gazlonim Mishalmim Kishas Agzela. Avol mehi dechom mitzvah v'alav haPesach, but over the therefore the Gemara brought another ray. Chom mitzvah v'alav haPesach, ma'isi shapa. Oh, this is mamish the same case. Dilo have ben loyshav midi. If the chometz is ben, it's worthless. And there's no kiyum of mitzvah v'heishiv when it's ben, because there's no kiyum v'heishiv on the pachas mishav haPruta like the Yisrael says. There's no mitzvah havi basa shavet baska l'shavet pute. If it's not worth a shavet pute, there's no mitzvah v'heishiv. Afilo hochi. So that's a meira de kechidish. That even though the pashtei de kroveshiv is a gzela asher gozal, which means there's a mitzvah v'heishiv, there's a chiyah v'heishiv, and the gzela asher gozal, it was nifka, that was nifka. Afilo hochi, heichid de lesa ben, Mishalem kidemi korim. then he pays Kedemiko. That's why the Gemara over there had to bring this Mishnah and not the Mishnah of Kol HaGazlonim B'Shalmim Kishas HaGzeila. Fine. And to tell us this Chiddush, that even though the mitzvah of the Veshves Gzeila HaShagozel Kipshutai was in this battle, but yet to mekayim this. No, Pshad if it's a Be'en, so by returning it, it patters the Chiv of Yenev HaShiv. But not that mekayim it's his Veshiv. Ubepeire Kol Shot. Fine. So that's why the Gemara had to bring that Mishnah. Now, in Peire Kosho, the Gemara was talking about that a person stole 8 truma, a basket of truma, which was worth Dalet Susi. Now, when he wants to pay back the koyin, the market went down, and a basket is worth now a zuz. And the Gemara calls a shayla in the din of tashlumei tumah lefi mida mishalom lefi domi mishalom. The mitzvah of tashlumei tumah, they have to pay the shavius of what he ate, or the zabazundra dun of tashlumei tumah tzakapora. So the Gemara calls, you have to pay the shavius of what he ate, or do you have to pay the kamos what he ate? That was the shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, listen, if mikore shavi dalad l'apsal b'achshav shavi yizuz, Dalad does he have to pay. Because kala, let's forget about tashlumei trume, aber kala gazlonim mishalmim kishas hagzeila, and the Gemara brings this Mishnah. So the Gemara brings this Mishnah to tell me that als gazlon, let's not talk about the frume raid of tashlumei trume, but he's a gazlon also, so he has to pay dalad. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah of kala gazlonim mishalmim kishas hagzeila, which tells us you have to pay the shavius of the Kavitz and Nixel is worth Bishas Tegzela. So, the Emerson, we just see from the Gemara and Daf Kufay, that the Mishnah of Gozel Chometz V'Over Pesach, you also see the same din, that if it's not Ben, you pay how much it was worth before. So, theoretically, the Gemara could have brought that Mishnah also. The Gemara could have brought that Mishnah also, because that Mishnah saying even the bigger Chiddush, even though now there's no, that it became a Labas HaShovet. Anyway, Zavamotzi lasuye mude gozel chometz to mishalom kedemikor, because the Mishnah of gozel chometz also tells us, even though there was nivka the mitzvah sashova now, I mean the mitzvah will be an afkamin if let's say if he ate a basket and before it's worth dalad zuzi and now it's worth a pachas mishava put, he'd also have to pay out the Mishnah of gozel chometz. So he could have brought that Mishnah to tell us that you always pay Kishas Agzela. This Mishnah was said first. He brings this Mishnah. He didn't want to go to tell us in Chidushim, afilu, a basket is worth less than a Shavapurut. He didn't want to go into that. That's why he brought that Mishnah. That's one Mahalach. Va'oid Aymari. The migas begozal chometz lemotzi lemeideklau. He says, "Fakert, this Mishnah of gozal chometz for overall of a Pesach is not the Mishnah to bring in Pesachim. The lefidomi mishalim heiched the mikori shavi dal b'soiv shavi Yisus. The hava mina de gabi chometz ki lesa be'en boi shlumile chometz malye." Kaise chaticha shegozal, lufi mida mishalim, avaloi kedomim shoshas agzeil. Now let us just see what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying a mouthful. Taisus is saying like this. Taisus is saying, the Mishnah says, gozal chometz v'over all of a Pesach. Emirai reshalach v'nechem. Chometz ben, take it back, a guten tag. That's Veishavas Gzeila Ashagozal. Finished. I'm giving this Gzeila Ashagozal, and I'm a Kaimitzus Veishav, Abal Kaponim. I give it back, Eresh Loch Panach, I'm finished. He can't mourn for me. The path is my Chiyuv. What if it's not Ben? There's a deek from the Mishnah if it's not Ben. Say, if it's Ben, you say Eresh Loch Panach. If it's not Ben, you have to pay him. So Ktaisvis, How much do you have to pay him? Let's learn that Mishnah Elach. How much do you have to pay him? You have to pay him, he stole a loaf of bread, you have to pay for a loaf of bread. But let me clear such a shaila. But if Bishas, when he stole it, a loaf of bread was worth 4 prutas, and now, after Pesach, a loaf of bread is worth a pruta. Now, it says this Mishnah, Dozel chometzvav alo Pesach, you say, you give it back, even though it's worthless. What if it's not Ben? You have to pay him. You have to pay him. What do you have to pay? You have to pay the value that the bread was worth b'shas gzeila, or do you have to pay him back a loaf of bread? I stole a loaf of bread, I have to pay back a loaf of bread. God, a loaf of bread now is a pluta, so I'll give you a pluta. So this Mishnah that says, Gozal chometz va'ova olav ha-pesach, that I'm medayik from this Mishnah, that if it's not Be'en, you have to pay, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even though there was Nifke, the Chiyav HaShoveh from the Be'en, but Al Kaponim, but if it's not Be'en, there's a Chiyav HaShoveh, sure there's a Chiyav HaShoveh. But if I'll go to the nitty gritties, but on what is the Chiyav HaShoveh? Do you have to pay for the Gzela with the value, to take in consideration the value of the Gzela B'Shas HaGzela? Or do you have to pay for the gzela? That means I stole a loaf of bread, so you have to pay back a loaf of bread. Not today, a loaf of bread costs a zuz, so I can give you back a zuz. In that Mishnah, it doesn't say anything. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim Klada Shaila, if a person ate a basket of tumah, which was worth 4 zuz, and now later, When he wants to pay back, it's worth a zuz. So the Gemara declares, do you pay 4 zuz? Do you give him back a basket? Give him back a basket that's worth a zuz? Do you have to pay 4 zuz? So the Gemara says, that's no shayla. So Tosis asked Akasha, why didn't the Gemara bring this Mishnah of Gozel Chometz Vavra Lepesach Eishalach Necha? But if it's not then, you have to pay a loaf of bread. So Tosis says, yeah, you have to pay a loaf of bread. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah, this Diyuk of the Mishnah, it doesn't say if you pay a loaf of bread, how much the loaf was worth B'Shas Gzela. Just like there's a shalom psochem lefi mida mishalom, I have to shtel him to the mida what was stolen from him. I stole from him a basket, I have to pay back a basket. A basket is not worth a zuz, so it's worth a zuz. I have to shtel him to the not the shavius that was stolen from him, I have to shtel to the kamos that was stolen. That's the shalom, the gemara psochem. So, and the Gemara wants to say there, but if it was mikore dal the achshav zuz, zicha no shayla, zicha to pay dal, then there's no shayla whatsoever. So Taisa says, bring the Mishnah of Gozel Chometz. So Taisa says, the Mishnah of Gozel Chometz doesn't say anything. The Mishnah of Gozel Chometz, I can only derive that if the Chometz is not bent, you have to pay for a loaf of bread. But if you pay how much a loaf of bread was worth then, or if you pay for a loaf of bread, how much it's worth now, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it at all. So if the Gemara would bring that Mishnah, I have no raya whatsoever. That was the shot. Maybe you pay lefi midah. The Gemara wants to say there's no shayla whatsoever, you have to pay the shavis of before. And that Mishnah doesn't say you pay the shavis of before, it says you have to pay for a loaf of bread, it's not ben. But how you are Mishaya the shuma of a loaf of bread, it doesn't say in that Mishnah at all. That is why the Gemara they bring, no, kol ha-gezlonim mishalmim, you pay kishas ha-gzeila, how much it was worth shas ha-gzeila. That's why the Gemara in Pesachim they bring that Mishnah, not the Mishnah of Chometz. That is what Tosfos is saying. Frekte marsho amoyre dikekashe. So what Tosfos is telling us as follows, that when I have, that means I only know the Mishnah of Chometz, Gozel Chometz Vovel over Pesach. I will not know from that Mishnah even though if it's not when he has to pay, I don't know if he has to pay like the Shavius of the Gzela, the Shas Gzela, or the Shavius now. That I don't know. That's why you need that mission. Fine. Now, let's go back to what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara is speaking about, let's make it less complicated than it was. The Gemara is speaking about a person stole an agude, let's say one agude, that was worth a pruta. Bishas, the hashove, it became less than a pruta. Less than a pruta. So the Gemara says, what's the din? So the din is that if it's ben, he says, reish lochol fanecha, even though there's no chiyav hashove. And if it's not Ben, so then we hear in Taisus and Afkofe, you pay a Shava Pruta. And the Gemara derived this from the Mishnah of Gozel Chometz Va'ovo Olav HaPesach. That's if it's Ben, if it's not Ben, you have to pay for it. So now Taisim has just opened up our eyes that Mishnah does not say at all that when it's not Ben, that you have to pay for it, how much it was worth then? You have to pay for it. Maybe you pay for the Shavius that's worth now. So now let's talk about an Agude. A person stole Agude that was worth a Shava Pruta, and now it became worth less than a Shava. Now it's worth less than a Shava Pruta. So where do you see from this Mishnah that I have to pay him back a pruta? Where do you see from this Mishnah I have to pay back a pruta? It doesn't say this Mishnah. Taisa just told us. This Mishnah does not tell us that he has to pay back a loaf of bread. Could be how much a loaf of bread is worth now. So could be the good is not around. So you pay back half a puta, whatever it's worth now. This is the Masho's kasha. The Masho's, according to the second teretz of Tosfos, what's pshat in the Gemara? This is the Masho's kasha. Let us just see the Masho for 1 minute. So the Masho says, Gufa Omar Rav, this is the first Marsho on Daf Samechei Medalef. It's in Kuf, Daf Kufnun Dalet. Look on top of the Yomad Kufnun Dalet, that's the Marsho. And the top Marsho. Let us see the Marsho. Bo'oidai Mari, the Migezel Chometz Lemotze made the cloud of Fidomi Mishalem. At Kalashayne, because could be you're paying the Shavius of how much the Chayfetz is worth now. Miu ahach the Gimel Agudis, the Gimel Plutus Behus. Maisi Shaperai Migozel Chomets, the Mikri Bas Ashove Kishas Agzele. Af al Gav da Hashte Lav Bas Ashovehu Vidaik. He says, from this Mishnah, the Gemara is bringing a raya that there's a chiyav hashove, even though on the be'en there's no chiyav hashove, but there's a chiyav hashove a yedei domin. The side of the Gemara is that even though on the be'en there's no chiyav hashove, there's a chiyav hashove on domin. So dachsime the masho means the same like this. That's what the Gemara, there's a chiyav hashove. There's a chiyav hashove. Now. So if now it's worth a pochus meshava pruta, so I'm not a kai mitzvah hashove with a pochus meshava pruta, so a kochach I'll have to give a pruta. Taisvis is only saying, if by chometz, let's say, could be it's worth, it was bishas gzeil was worth 4 prutas, and now it's worth a pruta, so I could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Ashove with whichever Shavius I'm paying. That means if I pay a Pruta, I'm Mekayim Mitzvahs Ashove with a Pruta. I'm paying. The Mishnah is that even though the Mitzvahs Ashove became Nifka from the Gufa Chayfetz, there still is a mitzvah v'heishiv al yedei domim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So by chomitz, how will be mekayim mitzvah v'heishiv? I don't, that's what Taisa says. I don't know. Could be, I can be mekayim mitzvah v'heishiv paying dalet if Mishas Gizela was worth dalet. Could be I'll be mekayim mitzvah v'heishiv by paying a pruta if now a loaf of bread is worth a pruta. The Mishnah is saying there's a chiyah v'heishiv. There's a chiyah v'heishiv v'yedei domim, even though the chiyah v'heishiv of the chayfetz fell off. That is what the Mishnah is saying. So Memele, the Gemorim Psochim, which was trying to find out how much you'll have to pay, you have to pay a dalet zuz or a zuz, from this Mishnah I don't have any inkling, any proof how much I'm going to pay. But from this Mishnah it says there is a chiyav heishiv al kaponim. So in the case of agudis, tachsumi the mashah means to say, that's why this even the Mishnah, in the case of agudis, if lemaise now it's worth a pachas mishavaput, al zich have to pay. This is a chiyav heishiv. So memel al zich have to pay a pruta. That's no shaila. That's the raya from the Mishnah. The chiyav v'heishiv does not fall off on the din domim, even though the chiyav v'heishiv fell off on the guf ha-chayfetz. So in the case I stole an aguda that was worth a pruta b'shas gzeila, and later when it's never that's worth a pochus m'shav a pruta, there's a chiyav v'heishiv. So then I'll zich have to give back a pruta, because the chiyav v'heishiv of domim never is nifka. But if the shayla is a pruta for prutas, that you can't be mevayah from the Mishnah. But a mitzvah v'heishiv there'll be, and I think that's what the Masha is saying, that the mikri bas hashove, afagav dasha la bas hashove, that's the raya from chometz.